As we continue our Spotlight 810 series for the 75th birthday of the Golden Gate Bridge, we take a closer look into its undeniable attraction.
KGO's Jenna Lane reports the bridge draws tourists from all over the world and people intent on taking their own lives.
KGO, like most Bay Area news outlets, doesn't usually report on suicides from the Golden Gate Bridge. The conventional wisdom goes, don't give depressed people any ideas. But this bridge speaks for itself.
It is a work of art.
Kevin Starr is California's historian and librarian emeritus, a San Francisco native, too.
You're crossing and using and looking at and enjoying an iconic statement, an icon. You know, the Greek word icon means a visual image through which energy is channeled. And I think when you see the bridge, you feel that energy, you feel the energy of engineering, you feel the beauty of the bay, you feel the artistic stylization of the towers, and you feel the urbanism, the sense of the vibrant city and suburbs and communities around the bay.
Under the sound of the traffic, the bridge hums, it sways, the salt and fog in the air eat away at it. It flexes in the wind. People who work here think of it as an organism.
I would work at the Bay Bridge, but I can always look over at this bridge going, I want to work there someday, because that's the Golden Gate Bridge. It's just, it attracts you. It's like a magnet. It's a people bridge. That's what I call it. You have to feel the bridge. It's a people bridge. They jog across it. I mean, people got married on the bridge. People, there have been babies born at the toll plaza.
Just as painters like Rocky Della Rocca climb around the Golden Gate Bridge to make a living, some people with mental illness, like Kevin Hines, go over the rail to die.
I got off the bus. My feet were very heavy. My heart was palpitating. I was very scared. I kept saying to myself, Kevin, turn around. Turn around. And then the voices, you must die. Jump now. Louder, louder, louder. I mouthed, nobody cares. And I catapulted over the rail.
More than 1,500 people are believed to have taken that jump in the bridge's 75 years. Hines is one of a couple dozen who survived.
At the millisecond that my hands and feet left the rail, I said these words, what have I just done? I don't want to die. God, please save me.
It is not true that nobody cares. In fact, for every one of last year's suicides, bridge workers prevented about two more. They stop people in parking lots and at the railing, where advocates like Hines wish a suicide barrier were installed.
People just keep saying, if you put up a barrier or a net, they'll just go somewhere else. That's a fallacy. It's false. Over 40 years of empirical data by suicidologists in the field have proved that people choose these things like bridges because of their ease of access. If you reduce the access to lethal means of suicide, you reduce suicide.
It's been recommended on and off for decades, and bridge directors approved the idea of a net in 2008, but the $50 million project remains on hold for lack of funding. With a Spotlight 810 report, I'm Jenna Lane, KGO 810.
When the bridge marks its 75th anniversary on Sunday with a festival at Crissy Field, supporters of the suicide barrier will be there to host a memorial.